On ABC Radio, this is Firas Masu.
Hanny Alston, what are your tricks to get over procrastinating?
And I think the first thing is to understand that procrastination isn't necessarily a really bad thing, because I think in that downtime is often when we have our creative moments. And I often kind of spank myself a little bit if it's the middle of the day and I feel like I need to break free from my desk and go for a run, or, you know, go outside and sit in the sunshine. But sadly, I think like we don't have our greatest thoughts when we're actually in front of the thing we're trying to do. I think we have it before or after. And actually the other day I was listening to a really interesting podcast on sleeping, and they were saying that, you know, it is really, really important to sleep on things. And I, like I sort of was mentioning before I came on air, like I've been starting to write a few books, and I hit a really tricky point the other day, and I kind of sat down, I wanted to nut it out, and it was really in me and really frustrating. And in the end, I just had to walk away and procrastinate and sleep on it, and then came back a couple of days later and phenomenal, totally different head.
How do you procrastinate? What do you do to procrastinate in a healthy way?
Look, I think procrastination comes in all sorts of different forms. I mean, my greatest sense of procrastination is when I'm out, you know, running on a trail and knowing that everyone else might be at work in that moment. But like I said, you know, for me, that is when I get my most creative thoughts. I think the other ways of procrastination is literally just turning away from the thing that you really need to be doing. And I think emails and social media, and sadly, like, it is a part of business or a part of life, but it's easy to kind of think that they're the most important thing, where deep down, you know, in your heart, like writing that book or getting on with your PhD is really the thing that is meant to be being done.
You've just mentioned writing a few books. Are you writing a few books in one go?
Yeah, I guess like this sort of leads into something I was going to mention about like the reason why you're doing the thing you're doing. I think like it just reached a point where I felt like my head was really full. There was like a lot that I knew, a lot that I felt like I needed to kind of get out in the community, and I was only getting it to one or two people when I was consulting. So I just felt like it was time to write that book, and it came from a really organic place. It wasn't coming from a should or a need. It was coming from like this deep centered place. And then the other book is like starting to tell my story, like my past, and that again, it felt like it was coming from a place where it was time. So I work with a lot of people who fall into the FOMO syndrome, the fear of missing out syndrome, and sign up for races or think that they should be writing that book because everyone else is, or they should, or someone's told them they should. And I think that is when procrastination can really set in, because you're suddenly not on your pathway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So one way to do it is to actually really think about what you want to do, what you actually want to achieve.
Yeah. And I think if you look around in society, some of our greatest creative brains, our greatest business minds, you know, they didn't go to uni, they didn't follow the typical path. And I think more and more that's becoming acceptable, but I think we are in that transition point between the shoulds of the old way, the going to uni, the getting your degree, the getting a job and sticking with it for the rest of your days, versus like this place where it's really okay to be more creative in your pathway. So, you know, with that is going to bring procrastination as we feel our way forwards. But you know, as I've been writing my book, I think I've been realizing a lot that my greatest procrastination, my greatest time where I felt anxiety or stressed or not sort of gone on with my things that I should be doing, is when I've sat down with a piece of paper and tried to nut it out and sit in a room and think about it and use my head to make the decision. And I think when I like took a bit of a step back and actually let my heart speak, that was actually when I found flow again. So I would say to people who feel like they're procrastinating, don't overthink it. Just actually, if you can, like get inside yourself and feel like what you're feeling and let that dictate the way forward.
With something like writing, that's a particular kind of struggle. You know, that's a struggle that I've had over the years. I write on occasion. I'm not so much a kind of a prolific, frequent writer anymore. But when I would have deadlines, I mean, deadlines sort of structure your time. So that's in a sense, it's a very good thing. But at the same time, you know, with writing, if you're waiting or any kind of creative thing that you're doing, if you're just simply sitting down and waiting for inspiration, for the muse to kind of speak to you, well, I've always felt that maybe you're not doing it right. You do have to kind of force yourself to sit down and start that process as well.
Yeah. I found when I really got serious about writing my books, It was the same when I got really serious about hitting an athletic goal. I actually had to create a routine in that. And I didn't have to say I've got to write X words or I've got to run X distance every day. I just actually have to start. I have to like go as if I'm going to start. If I got out the door and I wasn't feeling the day to go for this run, or I sat down on my computer and I couldn't get the creative juices, like I said on a few occasions, that really happened. I was okay with that because I'd tried, and I think that that is really, really important to know that it's about, yeah, like getting in those routines, getting in those processes, and it was really unpredictable. Like some days where you thought, like, I don't have the head for it, you suddenly just got this, you know, total flow that came from somewhere, and it would really surprise you. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's good. I mean, that's kind of maybe it's that element of surprise that inspires you to keep going.
Yeah, and then I think that you're going to feel that in the writing, or you're going to feel that in that run, or that's the thing, the magic that's going to help you to win that world title or run up the mountain and cross the finish line. Like, yeah, I think those are the days you remember the most. But it's interesting because you sort of mentioned, I work as a performance consultant and a life coach, and I was working with another lady the other day trying to write children's literature, and she was really, really struggling, but she was also struggling with exercise. So we started talking about her values, and she was really clear on her values. But it was really interesting that exercise and health actually was the last thing that she mentioned when she talked about her values. So just literally by reshuffling the order of the values, even though she didn't know they were ordered in her head, it was a subconscious thing. We said, well, how about we put exercise first? How about we put your health first? I spoke to her the other day and she was just on a roll. It was so crazy. She was like, that was the one thing that untapped me. So sometimes it's just literally changing like the way you think about things.
Right. So how has she sort of shifted the focus onto her health? Has she been exercising more?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it came because the first thing on her list was comfort. And I really understand that. Like when I went through my values for the first time, comfort was one of the things I wrote down. But she had comfort number one and then exercise, health and adventure like as her bottom three. So literally by changing that and saying, well, how about we do the exercise and we have a bit of adventure, then the comfort feels a whole lot better after that. So it's a bit the same with procrastination. Sometimes there's a discomfort in sitting down and in forcing yourself into do something or going to the gym, but the other values that you hold, like the friendship, the creativity, the comfort, those things taste so much better after you've done that one thing that's kind of been blocking you.